USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Election security is a top priority today as voters head to the polls in more than 30 states. Cybersecurity experts have created a special situational awareness room to monitor elections and share real-time information with officials. President Joe Biden is delivering remarks at an event at the United Nations Climate Change Conference focusing on accelerating net zero emissions. The president says he will keep investing money in clean energy.
Innovation is the key to unlocking our future. That's why the United States is working to quadruple funding for clean energy research and development over the next 4 years.
Nearly 100 countries have agreed to cut their methane greenhouse gas emissions by 30% this decade, China not one of them. This is USA Radio News.
Is your prostate waking you up more often than your alarm clock? The fact is, the older you get, the more likely you'll have prostate problems, which can affect your everyday life. That's where Prostate Complete by Real Health comes in. Prostate Complete is the result of 20 years of experience as a leader in men's health. The powerful formula in Prostate Complete supports natural prostate function and reduced urinary urges for a better quality of life. Available at Walmart. Visit prostateoneperday.com for special offers. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
It's a MyPillow for the rest of your body. The MyPillow mattress topper. You will sleep well. Check it out. MyPillow.com, promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Don't forget, using my promo code USA will save you a bunch of money on anything on the MyPillow website. Christmas is coming. Get ready. MyPillow.com, promo code USA, 1-800-951-8175.
American Airlines is continuing to scrap flights across the country. Close to 200 American Airlines flights have been canceled today, according to the tracking site FlightAware. The airline citing rough weather and staffing issues that bled over into Monday, which now is bleeding over into Tuesday. The cancellations affecting nearly 2,000 flights nationwide over the weekend. Dennis Tiger is with Allied Pilot Association. He tells Fox News the messaging coming out of American could be a lot better.
Sure, weather happens, but after it happens, the sign of a strong airline is how well you recover. And today, management is showing that they just don't have the fundamentals down.
Worth noting, weather not affecting flights from other airlines across the country. The Butterball Turkey Talk line is now open. Experts are back for a 40th year to help many get their Thanksgiving dinner on the table. This is USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
Baseball fans are making their predictions for tonight. The Atlanta Braves could clinch their first World Series title since 1995 if they beat the Astros. Houston kept their chances alive after taking Game 5 on Sunday. They're back at home for Game 6. But these Atlanta Braves fans tell Fox News they're ready for Atlanta to claim the World Series championship.
This is amazing. We didn't think we were going to make it going through this year. Battling to be 500, we lost Acuna. But now it's like miracles are happening, and we're leading in the World Series.
It's pretty exciting. It's a close game, but yeah, no, there's a lot of good energy, and they're going really well. So,
the governor of New Hampshire is arresting people who don't agree with him.
New Hampshire's GOP governor ordered an army of 80 state troopers to arrest protesters that peacefully turned their back to the governor during an executive council meeting, including questions given on health outcomes for those forced to be vaxxed and those questioning the election fraud in the state.
He wanted to talk to me, and he said, oh yeah, you're under arrest. I said, I'm under arrest? For what? I said, disorderly conduct. I said, okay. Well, once he cuffed me up, that's when I said, we're being arrested.
The governor secretly surrounded the building with state troopers and arrested all dissenting voices. From the USA Radio News, West Texas Bureau, I'm Brad Bernards.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.